Scripture reading, John chapter 11, verses 32 through 36 and 40. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. "Where have you laid him?" he asked. "Come and see, Lord," they replied. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, "See how he loved him?" Then Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" Devotional. In this passage, we catch a powerful glimpse of Jesus deeply moved, troubled in spirit, and shedding real tears. Without holding anything back, he enters into Mary's pain and looks straight into the devastation of Lazarus's death. By watching Jesus at the gravesite, we learn a crucial lesson about loving people. Henry Nguyen describes it well. "No one can help anyone without becoming involved, without entering with his whole person into the painful situation, without taking the risk of becoming hurt, wounded, or even destroyed in the process. Real martyrdom means a witness that starts with the willingness to cry with those who cry, laugh with those who laugh, and to make one's own painful and joyful experiences available as sources of clarification and understanding. Who can save a child from a burning house without taking the risk of being hurt by the flames? Who can listen to a story of loneliness and despair without taking the risk of experiencing similar pains in his own heart and even losing his precious peace of mind? In short, who can take away suffering without entering it? The great illusion of leadership is to think that man can be led out of the desert by someone who has never been there." Nguyen's question is a sobering one. Who can take away suffering without entering it? Yet, as Jesus taught, it is only when we lose our lives for others that we truly find them. Mark chapter 8, verse 35. Question to consider. Jesus acknowledged a promise when he said, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" How might this promise encourage you to step over your fears and listen to the pain of others today? Prayer. Lord, so often I pull back from really listening to the pains of other people, fearing their problems might swallow me up. You modeled an ability to enter into the loneliness and despair of others while still remaining separate and centered in the Father. Teach me to enter into the pain of others as willingly as you did, remembering both my limits and that you are God, not me. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a breath and spend the next 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus at the sound of the gong.